Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on January 25th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. Today starts in reverse order as we start with a refreshing story that shows us that justice is sometimes actually served. The story? Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for $1.3 billion over his lies about voter fraud. Dominion, an election technology company, is seeking damages of over $1.3 billion, saying, quote, just as Giuliani and his allies intended, the big lie went viral on social media as people tweeted, retweeted, and raged that Dominion had stolen their votes. While some lies, little lies, flare up on social media and die with the next news cycle, the big lie was different. The harm to Dominion's business and reputation is unprecedented and irreparable because of how fervently millions of people believe it, end quote. That quote is from lawyers representing Dominion via a CNN article linked below. In my opinion, this is a good story as it shows that you cannot escape liability for your actions simply as a result of loyalty to Donald Trump. Despite the current lack of consequences for Trump and his loyalists, there are many lawsuits and criminal cases to come. This lawsuit is still yet to be adjudicated, so obviously we need to wait for a verdict before we can celebrate the punishment of someone whom I believe to be a traitor to the United States of America. If defamation is all we can get him on, then by all means, sue away. In other more upsetting news, the Supreme Court has dismissed all lawsuits in regards to Trump violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that these lawsuits are no longer relevant now that Trump is out of the office and cannot be held accountable for emoluments any longer. The Emoluments Clause is a provision in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the United States Constitution that prohibits federal officials from accepting gifts or payments, aka bribes, from foreign state officials, especially in exchange for acts of government. Trump was in hot water for multiple potential cases of emoluments, highlighted by a case in which he received around $270,000 from Saudi Arabia in exchange for an $8.1 billion weapons deal just days later. That's billion with a B. Quote, lobbyists funded by Saudi Arabia spent more than $270,000 booking hundreds of hotel rooms at Trump's Washington Hotel, according to the Washington Post. The lobbyists began opting for the Trump International Hotel in Washington less than a month after Trump beat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, the Post reports. Quote, the lobbyists paid for about 500 nights at the hotel in just 3 months, the Post estimates. This particular case of foreign emoluments was seen by many as the strongest case for impeachment long before the Ukraine call even happened. The Supreme Court dropping these two cases is the latest blow to Americans' hope that our justice system would actually hold Trump accountable for abusing the office of president for his own nefarious gain. That concludes the show for Monday. As always, you can find everything mentioned in the links below. While you are down there, definitely consider leaving a like if you enjoyed the video, subscribe if you want to see more, and share this with your friends if you want to see the show grow. That has been your daily dose of reality. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.